Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking about success last year, one of the programs I think that gets overlooked, I mean, for what they do, they won five straight to get into the playoffs last year, including a playoff win over Belen Jesuit. They have talent that people are starting to find out about now. Well-coached, very energetic team, a team that, you know, doesn't back down off of any opponent, and certainly ready to face this year after another district title last season. Head coach Tom Caporelli from Miami's Dr. Krop is kind enough to join us. Coach Cap, thanks so much for taking the time.
No, I appreciate you, Blue. Always appreciate you having me on and taking the time to, you know, talk a little light in the football.
Well, definitely you guys have made some major strides last year, again, with another district championship playoff win, which I got a chance to see against Monsignor at Monsignor Pace against Belen last year. A tough loss to defending state runner-up Homestead in a game where you guys, came out and played, you know, as hard as you could. Talk about this program as we hit 2023.
Absolutely. I think, again, each year that we've been in this program here, and this is going to be my sixth year as the head coach, my seventh overall, you know, we keep setting goals and standards of what we feel like we can achieve, you know, and then there's, you know, you have to continue to, you know, make those strategic decisions of how you're going to go about it. But, you know, look, after we came out the Independent League, which we had dominated for 2 years, you know, we won a district title. You know, we kind of started at the end of the season, and then we had to play the eventual state champion, Columbus. And that was a great experience for our guys. We got our butts kicked in a little bit, but what it did was said, okay, that's what a state championship team looks like. You know what I mean? Okay, great. Next year we come back, we sputtered a little bit in the beginning, a little slow start. Like you said, five straight, you know, our goal last year, like my goal for the program, hey, win at least one playoff game. Now we're going in there to compete, you know. So we won a playoff game, won five straight, beat some teams that were very, very good football teams, you know, won another district title. So we went back-to-back in that. And then we got a chance to play Homestead, who ended up going and giving St. Thomas Aquinas everything they could handle. You know, for the first half, hey, it's 14-6 at half. You know, we ended up getting stuffed at the one-yard line, had a couple turnovers, didn't play our best game, and felt like, you know, hey, guys, we can compete with these guys. You know, so now we got another look at a team that went and played a state championship back-to-back years. So now when we look at it, we say, okay, we're not just coming to win districts and go in the playoffs and win one game or go to the third round. Look, we want to compete for a state championship at Dr. Krop High School. That is our goal. There is no other goals. Yeah. Three-peat district championship, going and you know, compete against the top teams in 3M, top teams in South Florida. And now, not just go and compete, but go and win. That's right. That's our goal, is to go and make a run at state championship. You know, something that hasn't been done here, you know, ever. I think the closest we've ever been was maybe the third or fourth round. Maybe I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me.
Yeah, that was the first couple of years under Coach Joe Myra. Yep.
Yeah, first couple of years under the legendary Joe Myra. Absolutely.
Yeah,
you
no
know,
doubt.
They had a heck of a team
part of
back
that.
Then. But I really believe that, you know, each year our team is growing, and each time that we do take a defeat, we don't take it and then say, ah, well, whatever. No, we're going to learn from that. We're going to see where we made mistakes, you know, and then we're going to get better and execute and correct those mistakes in the future. So now our guys having that experience, I think, is just so valuable, because when you're in that fire, you either got to do one or two things. You know what I mean? You either got to get down or you got to lay down. You know, and we didn't lay down. We got down. Now we've got a little more, you know, a couple more bullets in the gun here, you know, so to speak. You know, we have some really talented players, and we have some very, very talented young players that I'm very, very excited about at multiple positions. You know,
right?
And look, when you bring back, you know, your two-time district championship quarterback Jamal Higgins, who's done an outstanding job. You know, a dual threat guy, can run, can throw. You know, is a phenomenal leader and does everything for our program. I think he's going to be the next guy you hear about, you know, dropping offers and things of that nature. He's the next man up. So, but when you have guys and all the returners that we have and these young guys in these strategic positions, you know, for us, I think it's going to be a really, really outstanding football year. I mean, we're really excited. There's a big buzz. And again, just having the experience to play against those caliber teams and seeing what it's supposed to look like, it helps us tremendously grow and take that next step as a program, you know, moving towards the future.
I agree. Coach Tom Caporelli, head coach at Dr. Krop High School, joins us. And this spring has been kind of a buzz with some major, major, major college coaches coming on your campus. Had an opportunity. Talk about that and some of the targets that they've been looking at.
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of schools come by. You know, a lot of schools in January came by for the first, you know, eval. This spring has been, you know, it picks up pretty quick. You know, we're just over 40 schools already this spring that have stopped by and recruited our athletes and stuff like that. So that's outstanding. You know, we had a bunch of Power Five schools at our, you know, silver and black scrimmage. You know, we had a good scrimmage the other day, but, you know, we had a couple Power Five schools out there evaluating our kids. You know, today we had, you know, Khalil Pascal, our three-star 2024 defensive back, you know, got a University of Georgia offer today, which is outstanding. You know, back-to-back national champions, you know, come down and offer one of your kids. You know, that's big time right there. I'm pretty sure, and hopefully I'm not misquoting, but I think that's the first time number one team in the nation, national champion, offered one of our guys here at Dr. Krop, at least during my time.
Yeah, I think, you know. I think you're right. There have been some talent there, though, but not like that. No. And, you know, and
if
I've been
you,
in his corner
minutes,
from the beginning.
I could go through the whole history with you, man. You know, I had to do my whole
No,
history.
I know. Well, but obviously, Mr. Pascal has had a great spring. We saw him during the offseason. He was recognized at the Rivals Combine as being one of the elite players there, certainly putting him on the map.
Absolutely.
Obviously,
I mean,
when
look,
you have
and,
a. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, you were one of his first, you know, biggest supporters, one of the first guys promoting him and writing about him and talking about him. So, you know, I got to make sure everybody in the world knows that, hey, before anybody else, it was me and Larry Bluestein, you know, saying, hey, somebody
you're
needs
so
to
funny.
Look at this guy. And
just tag me on those things, Coach. That's all I want. Just tag me on your players.
Hey, look at every one of my kids. You're the first one, Blue. You already know. And, you know, you got guys like Kal-El, who's had a phenomenal spring and, you know, who's competed and earned everything. And you have guys like Ronald Towns, you know, our three-star 2025 receiver, who's also starting to blow up in his own right and, you know, looking real smooth, real good. And, you know, we've got a bunch of other guys, too, that are really starting to creep up. You know, Quincy Bonanane, our 25 linebacker, he just dropped his first couple Division I offers. So, you know, it's you know, obviously we have, you know, Caleb Turner Allen, who's, I mean, he's an absolute freak, Coach. 6'2", 225, runs 10.9 in the 100, 4.56 in the 40. I mean, he's an absolute monster playing linebacker and stand up rush edge. But you know, we've got a whole bunch of talent here that, you know, hasn't even been tapped into yet. And
right.
Now when you're looking at us, you're looking and you're saying, hold on, now y'all got some height. Now y'all got some size up front. And it's not just, you know, an inch short and a step slow and a ton of heart. Now it's guys that are really, you know, really talented, you know, and you know, we're putting them into the program, you know, giving them the old regimen.
Good stuff.
You know, we're still lifting three times a week, even though we're in, you know, in spring football, you know, and again, you know, a little discipline. You know, a great positive attitude and energy and, you know, giving outstanding effort. You know, we preach the brotherhood here, which is a big deal to me. And then communication, those five things. And, you know, and then you put in your hard work, it's a recipe for success over here at Crop, and that's something that we're proud of, promoting student athletes. We have 11 seniors that are going to college this year already. It'll be 14 total, but we have 11 right now that are locked in, 8 with Division II scholarships, which is awesome. And that's what it's all about to me. Division I, Division II, hey, I don't care what it is. Go get an education.
Yeah, good stuff.
Go get yourself. Go get yourself out there and continue to be successful.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Best of luck coming up. We'll see you and we'll talk to you a lot.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Blue. I want to shout out my administration, my athletic director, Danak LeBron, and Principal Lee Kruger. Appreciate them and their support. And you're the best, Blue. Appreciate you, brother. We're going on a big college tour this year, 6 states, 25 colleges. And, we do it big over here, man. So appreciate everything that you do, Blue. Keep ripping and running, brother.
Good stuff. Coach Tom Caparelli, Dr. Crop, has done a great job bringing that program into the spotlight. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute expert. They treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Monday evening. Zach Poff from Max Preps talks national football next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.